Welcome to the Happy Being Well podcast with your host, Rita. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about finding time to meditate. And this is a really important topic because, as we know, there's so many benefits to our health and well-being with meditation, when we practice meditation regularly. And this podcast is totally devoted to increasing your wellness, improving the quality of your life, and self-love, self-care, and meditation is definitely a vital component to achieving self-love and taking the time to care for yourself. So before we dive deep into how to find time in our busy schedules to meditate, we are going to listen to a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back. So today we are going to be talking about finding time to meditate. So after this episode, using the excuse, I am too busy to meditate, will not be a part of your language. You will be able to find time to practice meditation regularly. Yes, right? Because we want to be in a state of more clarity, having more inner peace, better sleep, be in happier moods, have more energy. And the list goes on. The list is, there's so many benefits with practicing meditation. So if you do lead a very busy life, like most of us do in today's society, you may be wondering how you're going to fit in enough time for regular meditation. Many of us have work and family commitments, but often all that is needed is a little planning and reorganization to help you incorporate meditation into your daily life. And after a while of doing this, it will become a habit. So when the word meditation is mentioned, some people automatically think of hermits and monks spending days in a trance-like state in isolated caves and temples. Although some very dedicated practitioners of meditation do spend their time like that, for the majority of people, there is no need to go to such extremes. You only need to meditate a few minutes at a time in order to make steadily and noticeable progress. You should try to meditate regularly. If your life is hectic and full of commitments, you may not find it easy to think about having to fit in something else, but it may help if you look on this one as a commitment to yourself. Your meditation periods are going to be times that you can spend entirely on yourself, which is a very good reason for finding the time to do it. After all, everyone's entitled to spare at least a few minutes each day for themselves. Managing your time more effectively will have other benefits too. You may find that you are more organized and have fewer pressures and more leisure time. This will help you to be more relaxed and therefore better able to concentrate on your meditation, which in turn will help you to feel calmer as well. Making time for meditation doesn't need to be difficult. Start by drawing up a timetable for yourself. It doesn't have to be exact, just a timetable of a typical week laid out on a piece of paper. List all the things you normally do on a regular basis, such as going to work, include your traveling time, taking the kids to school, or doing the shopping on a Saturday afternoon. Decide roughly what time you go to bed each evening and block out time for that. When you have got all the regular events done on paper, Make a list of tasks that you should do regularly, but may sometimes miss. These could include weeding the garden, for example, or filling your bills and letters. Allocate enough time for these jobs. Since they may vary from week to week, you may want to allow 2 or 3 hours at a certain time each week to catch up on these tasks before they get out of hand. After you have done this, try another look at your timetable. You may be surprised at how much more time there is than you originally thought. Now you have to find out where the rest of the time is being spent. Perhaps you have been spending more time watching TV than you realized. For instance, doing things for other people that could quite easily they could do for themselves. If you find you have plenty of blank spaces in your timetable but can't account for them, you may find it helpful to keep a diary of all your activities for a week and note carefully how much time you have spent on each one. You may find that the shopping actually takes you twice as long as you thought, or that you forgot to include a regular task in your schedule. A diary will help you to spot these things and to plug the holes in your timetable. Making priorities and delegating tasks. Now it is time to make a list of all the one-off jobs you have been meaning to do but haven't found the time for yet, such as painting the front door, calling a relative, or oiling that squeaky hinge. Include everything, no matter how small. Then prioritize them by giving them numbers. For example, you could allot number 1 to the most urgent task, then number 2 to the second most urgent task, and so on. Now go back to your timetable and allocate a period of time each week to clearing these tasks. Tick them off as you do them and add any new ones to the list as they arise. Renumber them when necessary. When you have done this, study your timetable and see what time you have left. Very likely you will have some spare slots for meditation. But if your timetable is still packed, then you should look carefully at what is using up all your time. If it is work, then do another timetable for work and prioritize all your tasks within it. If you still can't find them all in, then you will have identified a problem. You are overworked. If this is the case, you should take steps to ease the situation. Get help and delegate any tasks you don't need to do yourself. If you're spending too much time doing housework or looking after other people when they are capable of doing things themselves, ask for help here too. Sometimes all that is needed is a simple request to spur people into action. If your requests are ignored, however, you may have to be firm. Other time savers, changing a few of your everyday habits can often save a lot of time during the day. Try some of these simple techniques and see how much time you can save. Open your mail over the trash and dispose of unnecessary items immediately. Answer letters the day they come in. File away as you deal with them. Control the amount of time you spend on the phone. If someone you know is a chatterbox, try calling at times when you know you can keep the call short, such as just before that person's favorite TV program. Your telephone bill and your timetable will love you for it. If they live overseas. Limit your time spent watching TV. Choose the programs you particularly want to watch, and then switch off the TV when you have finished watching. Be vigilant about people offloading jobs onto you. For example, if someone says to you, can you ring so-and-so, explain that you haven't got time and suggest that he or she makes the phone call instead. These are just some of the ways by which you can make more time in your life to meditate. There are many more. Try some of the suggestions straight away so that you can start planning in your meditation times and enjoy the benefits that regular practice can bring you. I hope this gave you some ideas and sparked some ideas on how you can better control your schedule and better plan around your schedule and think of creative ways to time save so that you can fit in meditation into your daily schedule. Honestly, it just starts when you start meditating. I would suggest just focusing on doing meditation like 5 minutes a day. And then from there on, you're going to find you will be able to increase those meditation times to perhaps, 10 minutes, then 20 minutes, then 30 minutes, then 45 minutes as your concentration gets better. As with anything in life, practice, 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 and we get better at it. Right? And then things become a habit. So before we go, I hope you guys have a very, very powerful day. Be empowered. And remember, take care of yourself. And this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for highly fashionable and comfortable activewear leggings, natural soaps, natural facial masks, natural deodorants, crystals, and much more self-care products for your daily needs. Subscribe to Happy Being Well's email newsletter to receive 10% off all products, including free shipping on all items within the USA. Have an empowered day, guys. Sending love, light, and blessings.